wow, we've had really a lot of interest in our speed podcasting. At the Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, home office workshop at the glorious Mary Winspear Center, and I'm now so lucky to be with a longtime friend, community advocate, and business supporter, John Trelevant. Welcome to Speed Podcasting, John.
Thank you very much, John. I'll speak as quickly as I can.
Well, I think there's more than a few folks that know you and I, and we're both challenged to speak in short little snippets. So I'm going to stop talking and just tell us about some of the stuff that you'd like to talk about today.
Well, I mean, I'm delighted to be participating in this small business seminar, home business rather. Anytime I have the opportunity to meet entrepreneurs who have dreams and are pursuing them in the marketplace, it's a privilege. At the Mary Winspear Center this morning and for the balance of the afternoon, we've got a large group of those people. I think it's important to recognize that in Canada, all business is small business, but for the exceptions. The interesting thing is that governments tend to legislate for the exceptions. Now, a small business in Canada, just to put this in perspective, the average small business has something like five or so employees. The definition the United States Department of Commerce uses is 500 or fewer employees. Now that means that small business in Canada is tiny business. It is not small. And tiny business exists in a very challenging environment between the entrepreneur's idea, their ability to sell the product for the very first time and then the second time and then the third time, and their ability to mobilize additional human and financial resources to grow that business. This Bodine Hall is full of people who are at one stage or another of going on that journey. And it's a pleasure for the Chamber and the three municipalities on the peninsula who are sponsoring this event to welcome a set of speakers who matter, because they are on that journey one way or another. So all business is small business, except for the exceptions. The one thing that people also have to keep in mind, and this came from a mentor of mine for many years, is that in business, nothing happens until somebody buys something that somebody else is selling. And if you think of the amount of effort that goes into building strategic plans and seeking a logo, and I mean all that stuff, that's all overhead until there's a business transaction. And so the focus for many of the people here today, it's good. I mean, we're talking about using social media, getting your product out there, getting your service. But the real focus is that transaction. And
getting the transaction.
Getting the transaction. Producing the product or service. Deciding how you're going to price it that makes your business sustainable and solves whatever issue you have identified that your consumer has, and then getting to the second sale. And I think that often politicians will be exhort small business to get out and grow, and you know, we're in an era where the federal government wants trade to diversify and whatnot. Wait a minute. We want businesses to be able to grow in their communities first.
Yeah.
Supported by organizations like, you know, the BIA and the Sydney BIA, the DVBA downtown, the Chamber of Commerce, the Victoria Chamber, and the customers.
So what an excellent focus and commentary. So, John, inspirational talk, because so little attention is paid to small business, which turns out to be tiny business. And I've been a small business advocate all my life and a small business person. What are some final thoughts you'd like to leave in our speed podcasting?
Okay, I would say that there's room now for the Saanich Peninsula Chamber to do another seminar like this, but do it for businesses that are clearly just getting started.
Uh-huh.
And one of the sessions I'd like to see staffed with a speaker is bankruptcy makes you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ability to succeed in business is often
one's ability to cope
to
with
fail
failure
and learn and move on.
Totally. Well, John, I hope that happens. Maybe you and I can do a few more podcasts outside of this venue and build upon some of these thoughts. Happy Thank you so much.
My pleasure,
How do
John.
People get a hold of you, John? Like
Trelevin Group at shaw.ca. My cell phone is 250-588-7899. Happy to talk.
Fantastic. And how is Trelevin spelled?
T-R-E-L-E-A-V-E-N.
Fantastic. Have a great rest of the day, John.
Thank you. You too, John.